hustle. It's been 7 days, the same clothes. Ask them originals, cause they go. All steps, they go, very cool. Step away from the mic, they too cold. Won't bite racks in your toes. Who they let in the back row? From Long Beach to Brooklyn, they know. We rock from the east to west coast.
Oh, did the Verodeo go up?
Cool.
I said.
Going down. run. Kids are doing this shit, super fun. Credit cards in the scam. Wake up the sense of shit, let it sound. How much you love shit? They be acting red side over the love shit. I be putting on the front of shit. I got plenty of stuff for Bugatti, but like I got trash. Legacies, fun. Why is he feeling no gun? Pop a bird, I got sign up. Really, they come and kill you with a knife. There's a villain, pull up in the van. No niggas, they come and kill you on the counter. His dance is bigger than the panic. Go out to my Grammy, but pull it, you find it. I'm flipping. I got bitches, pull up and they get it. I got niggas, this guy's from digits. Say you make you a lot of money. No killers, pull up in the universe. CGD, they pull up in the killer, baby. Pull up, Philip, pull up, pull up, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck me, gon' kill it, baby. I got broadjack, I got carjack shit. It's hot, did it all for tickets. I fled the bomb, and he's spending the bottom. Shut the door, don't bend his in the brain. Fucking no shit, she doing. I be getting to the chicken, kind to the chicken, and all of my niggas is
well.
I got broads in the land, just to be in the fan. Credit cards and stamps, hitting the list in the band. Legacies, fam, way and see it like a plan. Going on like I'm a tan, money killers on their hands. Legacies, fam, way and see it, fam. Packers with Dan, selling ball, can. Laying at the modular ramp, the chopper go ask for grand. The nigga pull up your band, hope the killers understand. I got broads in the land. Credit cards and scams, hitting the links in the van. Legacy, fam, why is he hit like a fan? Going out like I'm a tan, only killers on the hand. Legacy, fam, why is he fan? Legacy, swoop, Dan, selling both candy. Been at the modular run, the chopper go ask for grand. They make a bullet, you bang, moving killers on the stand.
Chevrolet, bold enough that made us run the pole up to meditate. Yeah. Niggas on high, might on the game, this is touch the stage. Man's a maker of dance, number one on the billboard. I can't complain, I got a lifestyle that most y'all niggas are deal for. I'm rolling grind, take some real dope. Still get shit like a steel toe. Coke, we got me moving slow. I got too much money for a billboard. Pimp type nigga, I'm a Memphis nigga. In a whole mouth like dentist nigga. All I talk is big money. Anything else is sensitive nigga. Smoke some more, I'ma sip some more. I'ma fuck your bitch since your pigeon toe. When the Rolls Royce get chauffeured with the blinds closed. Wonder why her friend can't get up on the couch with a stack of snacks. Oh, God, gross pain. I bought a home, he rose cake. Got a 100 bucks to my table. Fuck the whole
thing. Talk about money.
Money, bitch, I blow it.
Talk about me.
Shawty come running.
Talk about hoes.
Yeah, it ain't going. What about me? Bitch, I'm rolling.
I got my
double cup on my top down.
Sirius XM.
Two Chainz featuring Lil Wayne. Smells like money.
Here I go, this Desi 5. Bitch, I'm back with that crack like panning lines. S9, I get blow like dandelions. Fuck my hoes to advertise. They say Tony dead wrong. I say wrong, had to die. Pussy nigga don't keep it real no more. Drug does change, but the high stay the same. Prices go up, but the high stay the same. Gotta watch for undercovers like crying in the rain. Chilling in the crib with the lock on the door. Laying on the couch with the Glock on the floor. With the non-reach security and non-breach. I just cut off all the lights so I don't shoot my hoe. I eat so much.
I played a little Uncharted over the weekend. First 7 chapters or so, 7 or 8. It seems like a really well-made Uncharted game.
Number 3!
I suppose that's not, like, super...
Yeah.
Surprising. But yeah, I don't know. Like, the stuff I kind of haven't liked about the previous ones is, like, a lot of it's still intact. And, you know, it is what it is.
Like I'm standing inside a tabernacle. I promise not to lie, not one of these verses. I started out as a battle rapper. All I knew was max sales, eight ad stats, and gets. My name is Ryan Daniel McCurry.
I don't know that I will play much more of it.
I'm not a gangster, drug dealer, or thug maker. Just an MC who made a name with his rhyme style. Sometime around 95, I found my...
Especially hearing Dan say that, like, he thinks the campaign is maybe, like, a little too long. Like, man. Alright.
Me specifically, 3 brothers and 1 sister. See, my daddy taught me consistency with his fucking patterns. Hallelujah.
Kind of how I felt about Uncharted 2.
Some general courses and counts.
started blessing me. I guess before my inner demons got the best of me, like sneezing was my vice. Needless to say that December 29th was the day I became a believer in fate. Okay, now it's December 28th. My day is going great. Keno booked me a show under contract to do that night. I got a call from my girls, people saying she in labor in the hospital right now. Ninth floor. I get on the elevator. Elevator stops on the fifth floor. Elevator opens up. My uncle's standing there crying. Now I'm caught off guard. I'm like, what the fuck, man? My uncle's standing there like Ryan in that way. I walk out. I see my mama and that entire side of my family looking like it's some kind of drama happening. I said, what happened? They like, Granny's been in a bad accident. And it ain't looking good. I'm like, man, what? I'm having a baby before it froze up. Before it froze up. I'm trying to figure out why the Lord chose us. Or maybe chose me to ride this emotional roller coaster. My mama said, the baby here yet? I said, maybe. She said, maybe, baby, go see. I walk away feeling like a good father the same time as a terrible son. Get to my girl, she 5 centimeters dilated, so I waited. She gotta get to about 9 till it's that time. And meanwhile, I'm more popular in this hospital than a doctor. Nurses watching, whispering like, that's the one right there. Got the lady in labor on 9 and the other lady dying on 5. By this time, I don't even fucking remember that I got a show. Somebody had to remind me. The doors is already open at the venue. I got emotions running every which way. All the nurses and stuff is like, we'll keep you posted about the baby. We'll keep you posted about your granny. I didn't like seeing my mama like that, so I had to get out of there. Yeah, I hit the stage at 11:50, killed it. I got off at about midnight with about 6 types of different emotions floating around inside me, hopeless, trying to find me, hoping in time God will guide me. In the future, just as I was about to leave out, I saw Keno talking to Marshall, and then he introduced us. We talked about collaborating and how chasing this rap thing is aggravating. But I get back, I got the family waiting. I get to skating as soon as I get to the hospital and tell me that my granny didn't make it. She just died. I'm feeling helpless and hurt. On the flip side, my little boy is healthy in the nursery. I picked him up, looked in his eyes for the first time and just cried. Ain't no denying this is the power of God. I said, I love your granny, and look to the sky like even though he just got here. Goodbye. This is how it's doing. Powerful day. Powerful day. Most significant day of my life.
Hip-hop nation, hip-hop history.
I messed around with some other stuff. Trying to play some more Battleborn. It kind of took forever for me to get into a match. Well, not forever, but, you know, it took like 4 or 5 minutes to get a Battleborn match going on PS4. Like, people just kept quitting over and over again. And then, as soon as the match was not going our team's way, two players quit. Seems unfortunate, I guess. I don't know. The game has a surrender option in it where you can kind of vote for a surrender. And after those two players quit, I was like, I wanted to make sure that it was really 3-on-5.
Nina, that radio hip hop nation still covered with these streams.
And, I couldn't, I ended up not finding the scoreboard, but, you know, it just looked like the, like, call vote option was grayed out. I wonder if the match has to get, like, a certain amount into it before they let you vote, and then finally someone called a vote, and we surrendered, and that was that. And I was just like, well, that was a great time. But I guess that's something that happens in a lot of MOBAs, right? I mean, if you're playing with a bunch of strangers, that shit happens. I assume. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Give it up like a gun press to your sundress. Running game like the summer tournament. Smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench. Love.
Hey, yo, LA for the winter, New York City for the summer. Gotta bring you with me, you too pretty for my number. No time for hoping you call. I mean, girl, you so dope, I might go through withdrawal. Fall in love for the summer, then elope in the fall. You ain't even got a pack soon as they open the mall.
I found myself wondering if the Overwatch beta is like the full game, or if there are more maps and more stuff that they're probably kind of not showing, or if that's it. Bustin' off in the bed, sounding like 8Ks. Brat, brat, brat. All up in it, like where that? Never had a real one in your life, took care of that. When you fucking with the gold chains on, you hear that? It is. It's representative of the full game. Fuck around and go another round. Dang, dang. Yeah, that money got me on my Mayweather. That game seems like it maybe needs more maps, or like some kind of map selection, map vote, map preference kind of thing.
8:45, 10:45 countdown is this joint right here.
Let's go.
I mean, I guess it's $40, so maybe that's still okay, but.
I got six people living inside my cranium. Tell me I see
I guess maybe it's, you know, if you look at the track record that Blizzard has put in place for supporting its games post-release, then... I see why people would make the assumption that that game is going to end up having more than enough stuff in it. Especially because it seems to be, like people seem very excited about it. That game seems like it'll do just fine when it comes out. Overwatch seems, like, exceedingly friendly in terms of how it's played and getting in and out of matches and a lot of that stuff, or just, like, the shooting in general. Like, there were definitely some cases where I was not quite lined up with my aim. And this is on the PC, which I would have thought would have not had any of this, but it seems like, especially with, like, some of the, like, larger projectile shots, like, that ice spear and, you know, some arrows and shit like that. That it's just like, you're close enough. Yeah, we'll shoot it at the guy for you. It's fine. Which was weird, but I mean, I was trying to line up very distant shots on people that were playing as the fucking sniper and managed to land those hits, so... Seems all right. That seems all right. That seems like the sort of thing that people would get very mad about. But I've never really been one of those people that gets all freaked out about auto aim. So I don't know if people are like super against that or not. But run speed is too slow. The running back from death is, it's almost like Battlefield or something before they were like, fuck it, spawn on your squad, dude. Or when your whole squad is dead too, and you're like, well, I guess spawn this thing and run for a while. Oh, got shot again. Okay, I guess let's just keep running. We definitely had that. I mean, there are classes that have movement stuff. If that's a priority, I guess you could just play those. But yeah, I don't know. I ended up enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would, as someone who has never liked Team Fortress in any form. I like the look of it. It just seems very easygoing. And I'm sure there are people that will take it fucking super seriously, and post-release, when, you know, those people stick with it more and more and more and more, I'm sure that they'll be fucking super insufferable and probably push people away from the game, but I have not encountered too much of that. But yeah, I bet. Well, I wonder. Yeah, it's. I'll probably play that game on PC, if I had to guess. And I think I only encountered one person talking, and that person was shitty. So I wonder if there are more people voice chatting on consoles, and if they're fucking insufferable pricks. But it seems like they've succeeded in making a game, or, well, I don't know, hard to say, but so far it seems like they've at least succeeded in making a game that is fun to just pick up and play by yourself, with other people, so. That's, I think, the key, especially on consoles. I don't think, you know, there are definitely people that play together, but I think that there's, like, a really large number of people who don't. And you kind of need to not leave them out. I think that's the thing that Battleborn does. It's like playing that alone is fucking miserable. But, you know, like most things, if you do it with friends, it's better. So, probably says less about Battleborn and more about human nature. Yeah, I don't know. I played a few games of that and just kind of felt like I was doing okay and messed around with a bunch of different heroes and was like, all right, these abilities seem fun to use. There's some characterization stuff and lines of dialogue and stuff that I thought were lame, but whatever. Like the DJ healer and the, and was it D.Va, the mech lady? Like, have this really stilted exchange where it's like, on one hand, it's cool that they wrote dialogue for when two characters are on the same team before a match. Like, it's nice that they wrote a lot of that stuff, but it was just the, it just, every part of it sounded fucking stilted and dumb. I was like, I would like to get one of your autographs. And then the response was, only if I can get one of yours as well. And it happened like a second too late. And also, you're like, okay, this sounds shitty. Like, they need to pull that off better. But, like, you know, they've got the hooks in there for it, so, you know, whatever. And then I read about all those fucking League of Legends teams getting expelled or whatever, and player contracts and all this other shit. And all I could think was, man, maybe we should just actually just shut down all competitive gaming, because fuck this shit. That's a little extreme, but just reading that, you're just like, this isn't fucking what video games were supposed to be about. Like, fuck this. This is terrible. Sleazy fucking business assholes making sleazy fucking business deals with sleazy PC fucking peripheral manufacturers and then exploiting fucking players as hard as they can. That's always been esports. That was esports in the fucking Quake days. It was every fucking single aspect of the business part of it seemed fucking awful. And now, obviously, there are, like, more legitimate ends of it, but fucking still. You still see this shit. Yeah, blame fatality. That guy should have kept his shirt on. Everything would have been different. I need to start putting together parts for a PC. I gotta start building a parts list. I'm gonna do it. I should do about graphics card though. I mean, I'm thinking about leaving my current machine assembled and using it for like as a Plex server and that sort of thing. That would mean I would need to buy a video card. And that gives me two options. I could buy a cheap one and just put the 980 that I currently have into the new machine, which is the smart move, probably. Or I could buy a 1080. Stopped here in this alley. They're moving some kind of metal pipe. Here we go. I mean, I don't need a 1080. I have a 980, you know? That's a waste of the 980, because I haven't had it that long. It's still a good card. Alright, we've moved up partway, and now we're stopping here. We're a lot closer to this metal pipe now. I don't think I want to spend 1080 money right now, so with all the other money I'll put into building that PC. Keeping that old PC assembled means buying a new SSD. Probably like a 4 terabyte drive. I'm at the office. I gotta go. Everyone have a wonderful Monday. I'll see you later.